You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Visual Festation with Pete Adams, where you will learn how to use the Law of Attraction in developing your successful business. It is wonderful to be self-employed, but if you don't know how business works, then your hope of success could be hindered substantially. And that's why you will want to listen to a powerful and successful entrepreneur, Mr. Pete Adams. He wants you to achieve your dreams. Here's Pete.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Visual Festation Show. I'm your host, Pete Adams, and I am really grateful that you're here today with me. This is my very first show on the as a host on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I have been on the show off and on for over 10 years, I feel extremely blessed to have had that opportunity to get on the shows with, particularly with my really good friend Constance Arnold on her Think, Believe, and Manifest show. I reached out to her back in 2011, or after I finished writing my first book, and she had me on her show, and we just really clicked, and it's been a great journey ever since. I also was on Jules' show as well back a few years ago, and as always, I think the Law of Attraction Radio Network is a fantastic platform to reach people all over the world, and I'm really grateful that I have my own show, and I'm really grateful that you're here today. One of the things I want to share with you all is this show is going to be a little bit different than other ones, because I want to teach you guys not only Law of Attraction and teach you my Visual Festation system, but also I want to teach you how to become financially free if you're not already financially free. You know, there's and I think the best way to do that is through becoming an entrepreneur or in owning your own business, because, you know, that really is I believe, the key to freedom, because for me, time is, I think, for me, it's the most precious commodity. So to have to be able to control your time and do what you want to do when you want to do it, and have that freedom, I think is huge, because, you know, I know how it's worked for me. I've been an entrepreneur now for just about 20 years. And, you know, it's not all, you know, ice cream and candy, I can tell you that. But, you know, the highs are better than the lows. And because of that, you know, I want to teach you guys some of the success secrets that have helped me. Now, I'll have other guests on the show as well who, you know, have expertise in a certain part of, you know, being in business, whether that be financing, goal setting, business plans, whatever. You know, one of the biggest things most budding entrepreneurs fail to do is they fail to realize that you really have to have a plan. And, you know, there's a great saying that goes, you know, if you don't have a plan, you actually have a plan to fail. So I want you to succeed, not fail. So I'll be bringing on experts, guests besides myself, to teach you both Law of Attraction and business, because I use the Law of Attraction every day of my life, and I use it with business as well. And I've taught others the same thing as a business coach and a Law of Attraction coach. And, you know, essentially what works for me works for them. And I'll have those guests on as well to share their success stories. So, like I said, welcome again. The format of the show is going to be, it's going to be kind of taught in modules. So, you know, rather than going like one day I'll teach on Law of Attraction, the next day I'll teach on business, to have some continuity to it, we'll do a few weeks to cover a certain material. And then, you know, when we get done with a certain business segment, then we'll go back to teaching Law of Attraction, because, you know, we're on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I know that's what you guys want to learn about. And that's what I'm here to teach you. If you don't know who I am, let me give you a little bit of background on myself. I, you know, I'm the author of the book called Visual Festation, which I wrote back in 2011. And it was really about the successes that I had using the Law of Attraction. And I'm going to share with you some of those stories on this show, because, you know, if you haven't read my book, it would help bring you up to speed so you can understand that, you know, I do teach this, but, you know, I don't just talk about it. I live it, and I've done it successfully. And, you know, basically, I've got the goods. You know, I've been there, done that. I got the T-shirt. You know, and I don't say that to brag, but I do say that to inspire confidence in you that I do know what I'm talking about. And if you do what I'm going to share with you and teach you, which is the same principles that, you know, I developed and used in my experience and have achieved great success, you know, you will absolutely will too. You know, it's, you know, we're working with laws. We're not working with, you know, luck, you know, working with laws. So what works for me will work for you. And I have a great little story to tell you, which is kind of, it's a law of attraction story, of course, right? Law of Attraction Network. Well, over the past years, I've had this, I've thought about coming on the Law of Attraction Radio Network with my own show. And, but one of the things that always held me back was my friend, I know how much time my friend Constanzano puts into doing her show every week. I mean, it's a gargantuan effort. And I saw how much time she spent doing that. And I know how much time it spent for me to prepare just as being a guest. And after being on, you know, the network on shows a number of times, I thought about it. Like, yeah, it'd be kind of cool to have your own show. But do you really want to work that hard? You know, I mean, it's almost like, no, I don't think so, you know. And, you know, I can spend my time doing other things. But anyways, the other morning, I was doing my hour of power, and I'll tell you about my hour of power in a little bit. But right before I was getting ready to visualize, the words law of attraction came into my head from spirit. It was just like, law of attraction, radio network. And I'm like, is that what spirit's telling me to do? And it was clear as day. I mean, it was powerful. It made all the hairs of my you know, arms and legs stand up, you know, which, you know, Constance calls confirmation bumps, and I do as well. So it was, you know, it was spirit telling me it was time to come on the show and start reaching and teaching to as many people as I possibly can, because I had been putting that out to the universe. It's just like, you know, how can I reach more people? You know, it's like, cause my whole mission here on planet Earth is, to teach everyone in the world how to, you know, create the life of their dreams. And I've written the books. I've got some great views on my good friend Justin Perry's You Are Creators channel. Like, almost 8 million people have viewed my book, Visual Festation, out there. And so I know I'm helping people, but it's I wanted to help even more. So I'm glad I have the show, and I'm glad I have this opportunity to share with you. Let me tell you how I got started back with the law of attraction. It's about 20 years ago. It's I was in a bad place. I had been downsized from a corporate job that I had, and I was making pretty good money. And I became basically what's a term called underemployed, where I was I had skills that were, you know, much higher than the position that I held after getting downsized. And and I was making a lot less money, but problem was, I was making a lot less money, but I was still spending about the same amount of money. So, you know, it's like, instead of, you know, backing my spending down 40%, I just kept going on as normal. And before I knew it, all the severance monies that I had received were gone. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, reality started hitting me as far as, you know, my financial state. And you know, and long story short, I had more bills than money. And I know a lot of people listening to this show have had that experience, or they're experiencing it right now. And let me tell you, once again, been there, done that. You know, and you know, the biggest thing I want to tell you, you know, up front is, hey, you know what? It's temporary. Everything's temporary. Everything in your life, when you get into a challenge, it's not going to be forever. So don't think it is going to be forever, because it's not. So let me share how much fun it was for me when I was in the barrel. It was like, I was getting like late notices. You know, we're going to shut your power off, shut your water off, repo your car. And what was killing me was I had all this consumer debt. And I was, you know, I was getting crushed by it. I'm like trying to save my credit and like, you know, trying to figure out ways to pay the bills, you know, basically juggling them. And, you know, it was kind of freaking me out because I at the time I had a job where I was paid a salary position and there was no opportunity for overtime because what you worked, you know, you got paid the same amount of money whether you worked 40 hours or 80 hours. It didn't matter. So I was in a little bit of a pickle. And I remember I was having a real hard time sleeping because all you do is, like, you know, the Fear Fest would show up in the middle of the night, like, you know, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. And then it's just like, it's keeping you awake. Believe me, I've been there. And it's just like making your life miserable because you wake up, you're tired. You're not, you know, you don't feel good. You're not operating at the optimum level. And I remember, you know, getting up at night and, you know, when I couldn't sleep. And at the time, Tony Robbins was running infomercials on his Personal Power 2 system. I'm watching this thing at, like, you know, middle of the night. And I'm like, man, I need some personal power. What are you selling? I need. But at the time, I didn't have enough money on my credit card. I didn't have enough cash. So I'm like, how am I going to buy this system? Because at the time, it seemed like it was about $1 million versus what I had actually had on hand to spend. Well, the universe wasn't going to let money get in the way. I think it was like a Saturday morning after one of those evenings I watched the infomercial. I was talking to a friend of mine, Ron, down in Siesta Key in Sarasota, Florida. And I said, hey, have you ever heard of Tony Robbins? He's like, yeah, I just bought that Personal Power. I'm like, really? You did? He's like, yeah. I said, no way. He's like, yeah. He goes, as soon as I get it, let me listen to it and I'll let you borrow it. I'm like, all right, cool. I couldn't believe how lucky I was getting. I'm just like, wow, this is awesome. You know, I'm going to have a chance to get this thing. And I'm going to be able to get it for free because, you know, it's my friend Ron is going to share it with me. So I was stoked, to tell you the truth. And that following Monday, I went down to the public library because, you know, I was like, you know, I need to get started now, not wait for the CDs to show up from Ron. So I took out two books from the library. One was called The Power of a Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. And the other was The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. And I read these two books down at the beach before I went to work. And that would read them at night. And long story short, I read these two books. And I'm like, this stuff is true. It's unbelievable. And what it was about people, they were using their minds and using their faith to change their life experience. And I was just like, this stuff happened? This is for real? And then I just thought about it. I'm like, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. And at the time, I'm like, hey, I got nothing to lose. So why not go for it? And I made that commitment. And my intention was to change my life. And Ron got the CDs to me. So I started listening to them and I was starting to have a thing I call my hour of power, which I kind of took from Tony Robbins. And, you know, and what I was doing was I would go to the gym in the morning and be, you know, early in the morning. And then I would go to the beach for about an hour and a half. And I would just meditate, read great books, like self-improvement and spiritual stuff as well. And I started calling that my hour of power. Well, now one morning I was driving on to the beach to do my hour of power. And I was listening to one of the CDs from Tony Robbins, and it was about goal setting. And Tony talked about writing these goals down. He was on a train going across Russia, I believe. And he just kept writing these goals and making them bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where he got to the point where they're almost not believable. And something just clicked in me. I'm like, that's a great idea. I'm going to work on my goals. So I did. So I started writing the goals and then I kind of made them bigger and I made them bigger. Just kind of, it took me about a week to really drill down on these things. And when I got done, I actually had 12 goals written down in a small notebook that I bring to the down at the beach with me. Well, the first goal I had on there was I am happy, and that meant I was happy with all aspects of my life. You know, another goal was I have money to have real vacations. And at the time, every time I had vacation time, we call it a staycation here in Florida. So I would, I didn't really travel because I didn't have any cash. So, but the biggest one of all was absolutely, I have no consumer debt. Okay. And I'm like, that was so on the borderline of like just total craziness, because at the time I'm like, are they going to repossess my car? Are they going to shut the power off? And I remember so clearly that we had a mailbox at the end of our driveway, and when the bills would come in, and there were a lot of them, student loans, car loans, credit cards, you name it, the bill was in the mailbox. And this is back before electronic billing. So, good thing I had a big mailbox because I had a lot of big bills. I wrote down that goal. I have no consumer debt. And it was almost like, Pete, really? Can you really believe that one? And I'm like, yeah. So I don't know how it's going to work out. But I put it in the book and I wrote it down. It was just like, spirit, help me out with this one. I knew how much better my life was going to be once I didn't have any student loans or any car loans or any consumer debt whatsoever. And I created what I call my ideal scene, which is like basically a scene in my head where just imagine everything in your life came true that was good that you wanted. So like all my 12 goals came, if they came true, what would it look like in my experience? And what I would do then is I created these different techniques that later became my visualization system, which I'll teach guys a lot more of in the coming weeks. And writing affirmations. I started scripting, which is like essentially journaling what it feels like. You're writing down what your ideal scene is as if you're writing a letter to your grandma, telling her how amazing your life is. And another things that, one of the biggest ones I did was create a visualization, which I believe is the most powerful technique that, any of us are blessed with, because, it's like, that take once you get dialed in with creative visualization and have the motion with it of what you're visualizing as being true and as being real, that's the power to move worlds, honestly. So anyways, I started doing practicing these techniques, and I can tell you, it's just like I just kind of went back and forth until I found these techniques that really, really resonated with me, because there's some techniques I tried that, they just didn't click. And you'll know it when you try to do something. Some things will work for you a lot better than others. And for me, creative visualization was the absolute best one ever. So anyways, I'm doing all the stuff at the beach, visualizing, I'm writing down my goals every single day. That was another thing I did too. It was like, I wrote my goals down on a note card every day, and I would carry them to work. And this is kind of fun too, because I started calling the job that I had, I started calling it my temp job, because I really, at the time, I had a job as an analyst on the business side, working for a hospital, which is actually part of the largest hospital chain in the United States. And in my job at the time was to explain why we made money or didn't make money, or just explain the revenue side of it. And if we had a good month, it meant somebody's family had a tragedy. And it was just wasn't a fit. The idea that, we make money and high five each other and people's lives are, they're dying, and it's just horrible. It was just like, it's not a business I wanted to be in. And so I knew I had to get out of it, because it was, when it was bad, it was good. When it was good, it was bad. Yeah. It just wasn't a fit for me spiritually. So anyways, over time, and this took a while, and this is something I need to tell you guys, it might happen fast, But you know what? It's a game of endurance because you've got to stay with it until it shows up. And your belief system and your faith is, you know, is going to be the factor that dictates that timeline that you're going to experience. Because the you know, it's so many people, they watch some of these law of attraction movies, and it's not like I watch the movie two times and I have everything in my life that I desire. Well, you know, I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but in my experience, it has taken a while. And so let me skip to the chase. So I'm doing all these things, doing my aura power, I'm visualizing. And during that same period of time, I had my real estate salesperson's license, and I had a real estate investment company with a former friend of mine, business partner, who decided to move out of state. So that game was over. So I needed something else to do. So I signed up to take the real estate broker's exam. So I'm going to have my own real estate brokerage company. So yeah, I had an idea that, you know, that would help me out as a real estate investor. Well, the over a period of about 3 years, the all of a sudden, we went from like nothing happening to like everything happening. Like it almost seemed like everything happened at once. It's unbelievable. This is what happened. I opened up a real estate brokerage company. And then while I was, and I was selling real estate part-time as a, while I worked at the temp job. And then in like a period of like one weekend, like a Friday through a Sunday, I literally had three properties go under contract that I was selling as a real estate broker. And I was going to make more money in these three transactions that I was going to make in 6 months in a job I hated going to 40 hours a week. And you know, it was like, I'm like, wow, this is unreal. And my wife, Robin, said to me, she's like, Pete, you can't afford to work there anymore. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And but I was nervous. And the next morning I was at my office, and the house, the phone rang in my office, not myself, but the landline. And there's a really good friend of mine, Billy. And Billy called me up. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, Billy, I'm at work. You called me at work. What do you think I'm doing? I'm working. And he's like, no. He goes, what are you thinking? He goes, are you thinking about doing something? I said, yeah. I said, I'm thinking about going out selling real estate. And this is what he said. He goes, the money's there. The money's there. And I'm like, okay. And then he told me he'd been meditating out at the lake. And the message came in, tell Pete, the money is there. Well, I immediately resigned from my position, and I went out on my own, and those deals closed. Rental property I had, I sold as a windfall profit to one of my tenants, who was, you know, she was going to move out. And I'm like, well, if you move out, I want to get rid of it anyways. So in a period of about 6 weeks, I've gone from being totally in debt to being totally out of debt. I had my own company, and all these goals, these crazy goals manifested. You know, before I knew it, I was having vacations out in Breckenridge, Colorado, going skiing, etc. So it's just like, by doing the visual manifestation techniques that I'm going to teach you guys, it's like I really achieved the life of my dreams. And it was just like, it was unbelievable. When I wrote those goals, they were like borderline craziness. It's like, you can't be serious. But, you know, I was. And I stayed with it. And I showed up every single day and did my hour of power. And if you have that kind of stick-to-itiveness and dedication, there's nothing you cannot be to or have in this experience. And I'll share a lot more with you on following shows. But, you know, to wrap things up here, it's just like, I'm really stoked you guys are here. What you're going to learn from me, and if you do what I teach you, there's nothing you cannot, you know, like I said, be, do, or have, because, you know, reality is not what you think it is. It's not fixed. You can manipulate it. You can drive it. You can create it. And that's what I'm going to be teaching you, along with business principles and how to be successful as an entrepreneur and how to achieve financial freedom. And also to have happiness and success in all parts of your life. Because if you just have a bunch of money and you're unhappy, you don't have good health, well, the money is not going to change anything. You know, it's like, that's not success. Success is not a bunch of green bills with some dead guys on it. It's about having a life that, you know, is amazing. And it's about, you know, how can you help serve everyone else, make the world a better place? You know, that's what we're here for. And that's why I'm here to help you achieve just that. So, I'd love you guys to visit my website. It's peterdadams.com, my name. And if you go down to the bottom of the landing page, which is the first page, there's a spot there called sign up for free tools for your success. And if you do that, what you're going to get on the reply welcome email is a link to a Google Drive folder that contains all my three books that I've written. They're all Law of Attraction, as well as the audio books. On top of that, our workbook called the Visual Manifestation Self-Study Guide, which we retail on Amazon for $179. And besides that, I'm also going to include, I think we have 35 to 40 Law of Attraction classic eBooks, like, you know, Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard, which is probably one of my favorites. All that stuff is going to be there. It's all there for you for free. And I want you to share it with everyone that you know, and help them get started on their journey to success and having a magnificent life. Well, I hope you had tiny bit as much fun on this first show as I have. I can't believe how fast it went by. I had plenty more to share with you, but you know what? Next week's a new show. So thank you once again. And I'd like to say thank you to Jules and Law of Attraction Radio Network for offering me this wonderful show. And until next week, guys, the life of your dreams is waiting for you. Go get it. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. Pete will be back next week with another great show of Visual Manifestation. If you'd like to find out more about Pete, go to www.peterdadams.com and listen to all his past shows at loaradionetwork.com/Pete-Adams. See you next week.